Homes in the Treasure Valley are some of the hottest tickets in town and potentially the country for that matter. The median home value in Ada County increased by $11,000 just between February and March of this year. Buyers are paying in cash, sometimes 10 to 15% more than asking price, and some pretty heated bidding wars. Owners are benefiting from the boom, and renters, well, they're seeing rent creep ever higher. While this does not look like the housing bubble of the aughts, there are concerns. So joining me to talk about real estate trends in Southern Idaho is Brianna Van Strom, CEO of Boise Regional Realtors, and to talk about the money side, Heather Haraghi, a residential loan officer with Prime Lending. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
So, Brianna, I want to start with you. First question, pretty simple. Why are we seeing home prices rise so quickly?
Absolutely. Well, I would say it's really a function of supply and demand. What we're seeing right now is historically low inventory that's just not keeping up with the demand that we have from people that are moving into this market. Lots of in-migration from people from nearby higher-priced markets. A lot of people moving here for great job opportunities. We have fantastic economic development. And there's just not enough homes for all the people that want to move here. And that supply and demand is really the cause behind our home prices right now.
So, Heather, with the home prices rising, what does that mean on the financial side of it?
Well, they're not necessarily related, but rates have been rising over the past year, year over year. It could be as much as a whole point higher than this time last year. So it's really important to be prepared if you're going to be buying a home.
And so take me through the process of, let's say I was approved for a home loan last year, time last year. I was
sure.
This is just a scenario. Qualified at $250,000. I'm qualified for the same amount this year. Is everything the same then?
Well, as far as the basics of, you know, you need to have a good income and you need to have assets for a down payment, those things really haven't changed. The rates increased. So say last year, all things being equal, you qualified for a rate of 4.125%. This year, it's 5.125%. You know, no points. That's just the base rate. What that is really important, it's not so much the rate. It's what does it mean to your pocketbook. So the difference is about $150.
So then it's a matter of if you can afford
exactly
the $150.
Exactly. So in order to be competitive when you're making an offer on a house, you need to have your financing all squared away, ready to go, make sure it's, you know, something you can afford relative to your other responsibilities and the things you want to do to make your life full and happy.
So everything should be done because I know you have to sometimes get, you know, your letter.
Right.
There's a name for that.
The pre-approval letter is everything right now. You need to sit down, talk to your lender. This is a big purchase, probably the biggest in your life, and it's a big deal. So you want to make sure everything's squared away. There's some documentation you need to provide about your income and your assets. Everybody needs to have their credit report pulled because your FICO score is what drives your rate. So we sit down, we go through the details, we make sure you're all squared away, you get your pre-approval letter, and then that means you can make your offer with confidence and there won't be any surprises and you can close on time.
Brianna, what do you encourage people to do then in that regard? Because it used to be like, let's go look for some houses, let's go see what's out there. Can we even do that right now?
Yeah, you know, what we really see for our realtor members and what they're counseling their clients, it is, you know, just as Heather was saying, get that pre-approval, get your finances in order before we even go out shopping. Because it is a competitive market, there's not a lot of inventory, but we're basically saying, you know, when you find something, you got to move on it. So it's really making sure you do your homework ahead of time so you don't feel more rushed than maybe that you need to in a market when there are multiple offers coming in and people kind of going after that same property. But it really depends, too, if you're looking in the existing resale market. That's a little bit different process sometimes in terms of speed and decisions that you need to make versus maybe shopping in the new construction market. Little bit different process in terms of more availability that you can kind of get into a little bit sooner. So it just depends on what you're doing. So realtors really can help consumers and really homebuyers work through that process and make sure they have everything they need before they get to that point where they're ready to make that offer.
We talked about, you had mentioned, you know, just not enough inventory. And I read something, I believe in the Idaho Statesman the other day, there was an article that said, in fact, our inventory is less than it was in 2005. Why are we at that level when people are wanting to buy homes?
Absolutely. It's a really interesting trend that we've been seeing. And really for the last 3 years, we've seen inventory drop month after month. And again, it kind of breaks it out in both the markets. For existing resale, we hear from a lot of homeowners that maybe would be interested in selling, but they're then looking at that competitive market that they may be moving into and maybe holding back a little bit longer, staying in their homes longer. So that's keeping some of that existing inventory off the market. But really, home builders haven't been able to keep up with that demand. So really coming out of the previous recession, not keeping up with the demand that was needed. And so a lot of the new construction that we needed to have, we just have not seen. And then, you know, trying to catch up with that demand is really what's holding it back at this point.
Are home builders and even homeowners just scared? Kind of like once bitten, twice shy. We went through a recession and we had, it seemed like, a lot of inventory just sitting there. And we saw bankruptcies happening. We saw businesses folding. Do you think from a realty standpoint, it's fear that we just don't have more inventory?
You know, potentially. A lot of what I hear from both builders and just people in the industry is this cautious optimism, right? Where we see the need, we're excited about what's happening, but people are being cautious, and that's a good thing. And I think both on the builder's side, but also on the consumer side. I actually just met with somebody who moved up here from Salt Lake City a few months ago, and they were able to sell their home in Salt Lake, had some good money that they could roll into a new home, but they were very cautious. And I think one of the things that we're seeing is that people purchasing right now are doing it very thoughtfully, and they're not wanting to get in over their heads and kind of over-leverage themselves, similar to, you know, to not be similar, I should say, than what you sort of referenced before when you saw a lot of investment properties and a little bit more speculation. And we're not seeing that now. And that's a good sign.
I'm speaking with Brianna Van Strom, CEO of Boise Regional Realtors, and Heather Haraghi, a residential loan officer with Prime Lending. We'd like to hear from you. If you have questions for either Heather or Brianna, you can email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. You can tweet at us, KBSX915, #IdahoMatters, or go to our Facebook, Boise State Public Radio. We have all kinds of options for you to get involved in the conversation. Heather, I want to get back to the financial part of it. And what do people need to have figured out?
So when I sit down with my clients, we ask for them to bring about 30 days pay stubs to show your income. We also need W-2s typically for the last couple years because you want income trend, and then asset statements. And then depending, everyone's situation is similar but specific to them. So there might be some other documents that need, depending on what their situation is, but those are the basics. And then we'll pull a credit report. And there's some consents that they give. And that really gives us the groundwork to fret out what their options are. If they're a first-time home buyer, there might be some opportunities unique to them in some loan products that you and I might not have because we've owned a home for a while.
Right. But it's good to know that if you're, and you may not know to ask that question.
Right. And that's why sitting down with someone is worth it, especially if it's the first time you've been through the process. Or if you haven't bought a house in a few years, the regulations are a little different now than they were in 2005.
And knowing what those regulations are.
That's my job.
Right, because they make a difference in what you may be paying in a mortgage.
Yeah, as far as qualifying
right.
for it, yes.
Okay, thanks for the clarification. Brianna, I want to talk with you about the market overall in Idaho, because we seem to focus on Boise, Boise, Boise. The Boise market is booming. You can't find a house in Boise. Are we seeing other pockets, though, around the state?
Absolutely. So our association really does focus on Ada County, Gem County. But just from talking to colleagues that I have around the state, we're seeing growth everywhere. We're seeing the market moving very quickly. I know Twin Falls specifically is having a lot of the same growth opportunities and challenges that we are here in the Treasure Valley, where they have lots of jobs that they're trying to fill. So a lot of the companies are attracting new workforce, but they, again, don't have the housing to support all those workers that want to come and take those jobs. So they're in the same sort of situation we are, where low inventory in those markets, and we know that's happening in eastern Idaho, northern Idaho as well. But really, my colleagues across the country, we're seeing it. So it's not just, like you said, it feels like a Boise issue. It feels like a Treasure Valley issue, but it's really a nationwide issue right now. And the trends that we're seeing here are very reflective of really every metro area.
And that's the same for your industry as well, I would assume, Heather.
Absolutely. We work in partnership with all the agents, and we work together. It's mm-hmm. in lockstep. So high demand for them is busy for us.
There was a recent article in the Idaho Statesman as well, I believe it came out yesterday, that said home builders cannot make a profit building a home under $200,000. So they're not building those homes anymore. But isn't that where the demand is? So why are, once again, and is there, I guess, is there a demand for homes over that amount of money?
We're seeing demand in all price points, actually. So, but you are right. It is more and more difficult to build new product at those lower price points. It's definitely needed, but as the cost of land and labor and materials keeps going up, that's really what's driving those new home prices. And really forcing builders to build at a little bit higher price point, even though they know there's a need. I know a lot of builders we speak with, they want to build at those lower price points and are certainly working with cities and working with local governments to find incentives and increase the permitting process and kind of get things to market a little bit faster. But because there is still demand and homes are selling at the higher price points for new construction, that's where they're going right now because they can make those sales. But they're well aware of it. I know there's some builders that are working very, very quickly to bring some new product online. A lot of that's going to be coming in, you know, Western Ada County and in Canyon County as well. But those products are available. It just, you know, really have to get out there and work with your realtor, work with your lending partner to find those options.
Get your ducks in a row, literally
Absolutely.
And figuratively.
Absolutely. The options are out there. You just might have a longer commute.
Okay, good to know. Ladies, thank you so much. I so appreciate your breaking this down for people that can be confusing. Brianna Vanstrom is the CEO of Boise Regional Realtors. Heather Haraghi is a residential loan officer with Prime Lending. Thank you both for coming on the program today.